Development of Test Automated Solutions. Introduction to TUSH Development. The development of a TUSH is similar to other software development projects. It can follow the same procedures and processes, including peer reviews by developers and testers. Specific to a TUSH are its compatibility and synchronization with the SUT. These must be considered during TAA design and TUSH development. The SUT is also affected by the test strategy, e.g., by the need to provide test interfaces to the TUSH. In this section, the development process of the TUSH and the process-related aspects of compatibility and synchronization with the SUT are explained using the Software Development Lifecycle, SDLC. These aspects are equally important for any other development process chosen or in place for SUT and/or TUSH development. They must be adapted accordingly. Figure 2. Basic SDLC for TUSH. The requirements for a TUSH must be analyzed and collected, see Figure 2. The requirements form the basis for the design of the TUSH as defined in the TAA. The design is translated into software using software engineering approaches. Note that a TUSH may also use specialized test equipment hardware, which is not considered in this article. Like any other software, a TUSH must be tested. This is typically done through basic capability testing for the TUSH, followed by interaction between the TUSH and the SUT. After a TUSH has been implemented and used, further development of the TUSH is often required to add more testing capabilities, modify tests, or update the TUSH to align with the changing SUT. TUSH evolution requires a new round of TUSH development in accordance with the SDLC. Please also note that the SDLC does not map the backup, archiving, and demolition of a TUSH. As with TUSH development, these procedures should follow established methods in an organization. Compatibility between the TUSH and the SUT. Process compatibility. Testing of a SUT should be synchronized with its development, and in the case of test automation, with TUSH development. Therefore, it is beneficial to align the processes for SUT development, TUSH development, and testing. A big gain can be achieved if SUT and TUSH development are compatible in terms of process structure, process management, and tool support. Team compatibility. Team compatibility is another aspect of compatibility between TUSH and SUT development. When TUSH and SUT development are approached and managed with a compatible mindset, both teams benefit from reviewing each other's requirements, designs and/or development artifacts, discussing issues and finding compatible solutions. Team compatibility also helps teams communicate and interact with each other. Technological compatibility. In addition, technological compatibility between the TUSH and the SUT should be considered. It is beneficial to design and implement seamless interaction between the TUSH and the SUT from the beginning. Even if this is not possible, e.g., because technical solutions are not available for either the TUSH or the SUT, seamless interaction may be possible through the use of adapters, wrappers, or other forms of intermediaries. Tool compatibility. Tool compatibility between TUSH and SUT management, development, and quality assurance must be considered. For example, if the same tools are used for requirements management and/or issues management, information exchange and coordination of TUSH and SUT development will be facilitated. Synchronization between TUSH and SUT. Synchronization of requirements. After requirements elicitation, both SUT and TUSH requirements must be developed. TUSH requirements can be divided into two main groups of requirements. 1. Requirements that relate to the development of the TUSH as a software-based system, such as requirements for the TUSH functions for test design, test specification, test results analysis, etc., and, 2, requirements that relate to testing the SUT using the TUSH. These so-called test requirements correspond to the SUT requirements and reflect all those features and characteristics of the SUT that are to be tested by the TUSH. Whenever the SUT or TUSH requirements are updated, it is important to check the consistency between the two and ensure that all SUT requirements to be tested by the TUSH have defined test requirements. Synchronization of development phases. To ensure that the TUSH is ready when it is needed to test the SUT, the development phases must be coordinated. It is most efficient when the requirements, designs, specifications, and implementations of the SUT and TUSH are synchronized. Synchronization of defect tracking errors can relate to the SUT, the TUSH, or the requirements, design specifications. Because of the relationship between the two projects, correcting an error in one project may also affect the other. Defect tracking and confirmation testing must relate to both the TUSH and the SUT. Synchronize the development of the SUT and TUSH. Both the SUT and the TUSH may evolve to include or disable new features, to correct bugs, or to accommodate changes in their environment, including changes to the SUT or TUSH, respectively, since one is an environmental component for the other. Any change made to one SUT or one TUSH may impact the other, so management of these changes should affect both the SUT and the TUSH. Two approaches to synchronization between the SUT and TUSH development processes are shown in Figure 3 and Figure 4. Figure 3 shows an approach in which the two SDLC processes for the SUT and the TUSH are synchronized mainly in two phases. 1. The TUSH analysis is based on the SUT design, which in turn is based on the SUT analysis, and 2. The testing of the SUT uses the deployed TUSH. Figure 3. Synchronization example 1 of TUSH and SUT development processes. Figure 4 shows a hybrid approach with both manual and automated tests. Whenever manual tests are used before automated tests or when manual and automated tests are used together, the TUSH analysis should be based on both the SUT design and the manual tests. This way, the TUSH is synchronized with both. The second important synchronization point for such an approach is as before. Testing the SUT requires deployed tests, which in the case of manual tests could simply be the manual test procedures to be followed. Figure 4. Synchronization example 2 of TUSH and SUT development processes building reuse into the TUSH. Reuse of a TUSH refers to the reuse of TUSH artifacts, from any level of its architecture, across product lines, product frameworks, product domains, and/or project families. The requirements for reuse are derived from the relevance of the TUSH artifacts to the other product variants, products, and/or projects. Reusable TUSH artifacts may include parts of, test models of test objectives, test scenarios, test components, or test data. Parts of, test cases, test data, test procedures or test libraries themselves. The test engine and/or the test reporting framework, the adapters to the SUT components and/or interfaces. While the aspects of reuse are established when the TAA is defined, the TUSH can help increase the ability to reuse by following the TAA or revising and updating it whenever necessary. Documenting the TUSH artifacts so that they can be easily understood and incorporated into new contexts, ensuring the correctness of each TUSH artifact so that its use in new contexts is supported by its high quality. It is important to note that while designing for reuse is primarily a matter for the TAA, maintaining and improving reuse is a concern of the entire TUSH lifecycle. Continued thought and effort is needed to enable reuse, to measure and demonstrate the value added by reuse, and to encourage others to reuse existing TUSH. Support for a variety of target systems. TUSH support for a variety of target systems refers to the ability of a TUSH to test different configurations of a software product. Different configurations refer to any of the following characteristics. Number and interconnection of SUT components environments, both software and hardware, on which the SUT components run technologies, programming languages, or operating systems used to implement the SUT components libraries and packages used by the SUT components tools used to implement the SUT components. While the first four aspects affect the TUSH at each level of testing, the last aspect applies mainly to testing at the component and integration levels. The ability of a TUSH to test different software product configurations is determined when the TAA is defined. However, the TUSH must implement the ability to handle technical variants, and it must include the manage the TUSH functions and components needed for different configurations of a software product. The handling of TUSH variants relative to the diversity of the software product can be handled differently. Version, configuration management for TUSH and SUT can be used to provide the appropriate versions and configurations of TUSH and SUT for each other. TUSH parameterization can be used to match a TUSH to a SUT configuration. It is important to note that while designing for TUSH variability is primarily a TAA concern, maintaining and improving variability is a concern throughout the TUSH lifecycle. It requires continuous thought and effort to revise, add, or even remove options and forms of variability.